Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting!
Are you looking to connect with more like-minded people? Are you wanting to find a place to raise your vibration so you can attract all that you are wanting? Beginning Wednesday, July 1st at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, I'll be hosting weekly Joy Chats. These free Zoom calls are meant to be a place for all who want to live in joy and want to help raise the vibration of the planet. On these calls, everyone will get a chance to share what brings them joy. When we do this together, we are able to collectively raise the vibration of the planet. But I need you to help with this mission. To learn more, click the link in the show notes, because together we can make a difference.
Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today is our Monday solo session where I get to inspire you with the tips and tools around the Law of Attraction so you can have an amazing life. So I hope you're doing well. I love to start that out every single time. I'd love to go give every single one of you a hug and let you know that I adore you, and I appreciate you for listening to my podcast. And I want to also thank people for sending out their questions for my Ask Michelle, because that is what I'm talking about today. We're going to be doing a mini series, and I'll just kind of scatter them throughout my Monday solo sessions. But today's the first day I'm going to do this Ask Michelle, and it's like an advice column for Law of Attraction. So I did pick a winner, and I will explain who they are in a minute, but I want you to know that you can be one too. When I say winner, I'm offering the person who is picked, whichever question I pick, they will get a free past life regression with me, which is $175 value. And I am a certified past life coach, so it is my gift to you for sending in your questions. And really, the most valuable part about you sending out these questions is they will help others too, because we all probably have the same questions. So I'm excited to do this for you today and to offer you advice, coaching advice, and Law of Attraction advice, and all the advice that I can come up with to help support you on your journey, especially for the person who submitted the question, but I'm sure others will be wondering the same thing. So thank you for sending that in. But before I begin, I also want to remind people that we're still doing the Joy Chats, and that is every Wednesday, noon Pacific Standard Time. And it's just a great place to find community. It almost feels like a little bit of a support group, which I love, because we're just connecting and offering love. And I love to offer some great ideas on how to stay in that joy. And like just this last week, I talked about a spiritual orgasm that I had once, and where I taught them and just shared with them my experience around just really paying attention to the world and having a moment of absolute bliss when I sat there like a two-year-old does and look at life and go, wow, what's that? What's that? And just see everything in that beautiful present moment light. And what happens was I was just blissed out all day. So that's something we talked about on the Joy Chat. So please join in on those. I love to give little tips and tools in that too, but also just to hear from you, hear about how your journey is going, how could we support you, and just to get to know some lovely people around the world. So I'm really grateful that I'm doing this. So again, that's every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. And you can find information about that on the show notes here, and or go to the Facebook group page, Law of Attraction for Happiness. Speaking of that group page, I hope you've gone there to share what has happened to you with these experiments with E Squared, with the last series that I just finished. And I have to share a couple things with you that happened, which I think is just shows you how miraculous this world is. But one of the things I share with you is all the divine things that occur due to these experiments. And one thing that I've noticed is how things just are so much more aligned since I even started teaching this. Just teaching this these experiments without even really consciously putting tons of effort into it, I've seen so many miraculous things happen to me. And I'm not sure if I mentioned in the last podcast, but one of the funny things was, as I asked for, I mentioned to you all, if you ask the universe for something small, whether it's a parking space or a cup of coffee. And the very next day I was at a drive-thru and the person ahead of me bought my cup of coffee. But just little things like that happen all the time for me. So I do want you to go back. And if you've not listened to those last podcasts on E squared and those experiments, I encourage you to do so. And again, there's something about the energy of hearing this I find affects us. And I know when I do my 28-day soul coaching course, which I've done in the past, what that does for people too is just hearing these stories or being around that energy, things just start to work better in their lives. So even just probably listening to this podcast, I want to believe that it's making your life better just by hearing it. But to practice it even more is even better. But hearing it, it will have some effects on you. I really believe that. So, and it has for me. So again, go to the Facebook Law of Attraction for Happiness group and post if there's any things that have happened to you because of these experiments. We'd love to hear about that. You can also email me at michelle@loamiraclemindset.com. And you can also email me your question for the Ask Michelle and just put that in the subject line, Ask Michelle. So those are some exciting things. Also, my new coaching course, which is Miracle Mindset Coaching Certification course. I'm so excited to roll that out. It is officially rolled out. I will begin it October 1st. All the information is on my website at michelle-joy.com. I'm also doing a Miracle Mindset Business Mastery, which is a 3-month course that's specific just for helping people who want to get a bigger reach either through podcasting or through videos or blogging or writing a book, which I've done all. So I'm happy to teach that as well. Or if you want to do the entire program, there is a discount for doing all of them, which would be 9 months in total. So definitely check that out. I'm so excited about it. I probably keep sharing more about that on this podcast, but I'm really, really excited about it because I know there's so many people out there who have amazing gifts, who have the ability to teach others and are so passionate about this work as much as I am, are starting to become more passionate. Again, when I started my journey, I literally did not know why I was being called to this. I just know it made me super excited and I couldn't help myself. And look where I'm at now. Thank God I said yes to all of this. So I'm very, very grateful. So definitely check it out if you're being called, and you can email me if you have any questions. And there's also a contact page on my website. So, but all of it is on there. It begins October 1st for the Miracle Mindset Certification course. You will become a certified Miracle Mindset coach. And again, you can tag that on with the Miracle Mindset Business Mastery at a discount if you want to do that as well. Okay, so super exciting stuff, and I'm just grateful that I get to do this work. But what I'm especially grateful for today is to do the Ask Michelle and offer support. So today, the person who submitted their question that I picked, their name is VJ, and I have no idea where they're from. That's another thing. When you put in your email, do you mind saying where you are? Because I think it's really awesome to hear about where we are around the world, because I know I have listeners in almost 100 countries, so I'd love to hear from where you're at. But this is I'm going to answer VJ's questions, and these are really, really great questions, and which is why these questions were picked. So I'm going to start one at a time, and I'm going to explain, offer you support, VJ, and I will also reach out to you and give you my calendar so you can get your free past life regression. Super cool. And if that's something you're not comfortable with getting, I can gift it to someone in your family or someone you know if you want to gift it to someone else. So some people are like, I don't know about that past life stuff, Michelle. It's kind of weirdo, but I still want to offer that to you, VJ. So, okay. So the question is, we'll start with the first one. What if I'm not fully sure of the things I want? For example, I know I want to start a software business, but I'm not really sure what kind of software business. How do I get more clarity? And this is a really, really good question, because I think this is so common that we feel like we need to have all the answers. We feel like we need to know, like we need to be born with the exact detail of what our life should look like. And I'm telling you from my own experience, it is not like that. And experience from other people that I've known and people I've coached. And so if you're not sure with what you want, my greatest piece of advice is just to get curious, to use like each moment to say, well, what about this situation seems interesting to me, and just get curious about it. I find we put too much pressure on us to figure out we need to know every detail about something, but we don't. We need to get curious, because what happens when we're in a curious state of mind, we allow the right thing to come to us. It's an allowing thing. When we're trying to figure it out and we need to, like I used to remember in high school, I'd like, I need to know what I need to want to do for a living. Like we had all that pressure when we were young to know what we wanted to do. And so I'd write a list and I'd do, you know, pros and cons. And I really got in my way and I couldn't figure it out. I was trying too hard. So that's the message here. Don't try too hard. Instead, get curious. So if things that are of interest to you, get curious about it. If something shows up and you're like, I see a lot of things on social media will show up. I'm like, huh, well, that's kind of interesting. I'm going to get curious about it and dive more into that. Elizabeth Gilbert talks a lot about that. I've seen her, I've heard her talk on Oprah's Super Soul Sessions, and she talked about curiosity and how it's not a matter of finding your purpose and passion. It's more about getting curious, and the curiosity is what leads you. And again, I'm a big proponent on not trying, instead being pulled by life and see where it takes you. That's how I've gotten to this level, is I didn't plan any of this. Instead, I was pulled and I allowed it all to flow to me. So if you don't know, the question again, I know I want to start a software business, but I'm not really sure what kind of software business. And let me give you another example. My fiance, he owns a tech company. And when he started, he had the right mentality of he was just curious, and he got excited, and he would just follow the breadcrumbs. And he started doing 3D laser scanning and design. And he loved that. He loved how he can bring things into real life. And it kind of led him to work with construction companies, and which then kind of led him into other things called like reality capture. And he does drones and he does all these cool things. But none of it was like, I have this big idea of what I want to do, just more he got curious and kept being drawn. And now he actually just started a software company as well, because he started when he was in that place of working in construction companies doing 3D reality scan and design. He started to see that there were parts that were missing. There were problems in this market. And so what it did is it spurred ideas on what type of software to produce. So now he's producing software. So now he's a software company too. And so it wasn't a matter of him knowing exactly what he wanted when he got in this business. He just kept following the breadcrumbs and he kept getting curious. So trust me, the biggest thing we do as humans is we get in our own way. So for all of you listening, if you're trying to figure what you want to do, don't overthink it. Instead, get curious. So I hope that helps. Second question is, what if I'm hesitant or even afraid of the very thing that I very much want? Like, say I want to start a business, but somehow I'm also hesitant about it at the same time. Is this normal? How to handle this? Well, that's a really, really good question too, VJ, because maybe there's people out there who start a business who are fearless, but I doubt there's very many. So this is not about being fearless. This is about having the courage to do it anyway. It's about courage. We are going to be afraid when we're trying something new, but that does not mean it's the wrong thing for us. And I'll also share a story with me and me starting my business full time. Now, I've been a coach for years, but I did it on the side while I worked in nursing. And 2.5 years ago, I decided to take that leap and go fully into my coaching business and speaking and everything that I'm doing now, and got my book out. And it all happened with immense amount of courage. So the story goes is I was at my work, I was working in hospice, and I remember I was like, okay, this is the day I'm going to tell my boss I'm leaving. And it was more than just telling my boss I'm leaving. It was me like saying I'm leaving my career as a nurse. It was really, 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 really scary. But I knew that there was something bigger for me on the other side. And so I'm in the office. I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm going to go tell her that I'm done. I'm quitting. And this is why, you know, I'm going to follow my dreams. So I'm sitting there, you know, I'm going to do it. And I start heading to her door and I turned around, ran downstairs, went outside and called my fiance, who, again, is my biggest hero because he, as I showed in the last question, he's done a lot of great stuff. And he had a lot of fear, too, by the way. So I'm outside and I call him and I said, oh, my gosh, I don't think I can do this. This is really scary. I'm like terrified. Is this the right thing? I had every self-doubt in the book. Truly, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And he asked me one of the most important questions. And the question I want to ask you, all of you who are listening, who are thinking about starting something big, like starting a business, is do you believe you can do it? And when Paul said that to me, do I believe I can do it? There was something within me that said, yes, yes, I can do this. I can do this. And it was that fire that said, I can do it. It's that courage that said, I can do it. Was I scared? Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, I did go, I went up and I told her and she was very supportive. But so that was like a Friday. And by Monday, I was on the phone with my fiance. I was like, oh my gosh, Paul, I'm freaking out. I can't do this. What am I thinking? He's like, it's day one. It's okay. I'm like, okay, I can do this. You know, so day two is a little better. Day three, I'm starting to freak out again. Day four, I'm in sheer panic. What am I doing? Because you have to understand, I didn't have any money saved. I mean, like barely. I had maybe 2 months of savings. I had zero plan. I just knew I had to do it. And I can't even tell you how much it's worked out for me. It's really, really miraculous. So yes, we are going to be afraid of the very thing we want. But that does not mean you shouldn't do it. It just means it's a big, hairy, scary step. And that is going to be scary. It's going to be like, what am I doing? You're going to doubt yourself, but ask yourself, can you do it? Really go within your heart. Can I do this? And I guarantee you can. You can do this. And when I said, ask that question, can I do this? It wasn't a matter of, do I have all my, you know, things lined up and all my eggs in the right basket. And no, it was a matter of, do I have this passion within me? Do I have this desire within me? It is what I'm supposed to do. Therefore, I know I can do it. It was something very deep. So that would be my suggestion to you, is just do it anyway. And fear is part of the process. And again, my fiance had gone through the same thing with his business. And for many years going through his business, he's now very successful, but it took him a while to get there. But thank God he persevered. And I learned from him every day and from all the other people that I admire. And one thing that I do a lot of too, for all of you listening, is I go on YouTube and I type in motivational videos and I listen to some of the best, like Les Brown and Lisa Nichols. And I will listen to these people who they started somewhere. We all start somewhere, and all of them share how scary it was at the beginning. So don't let fear stop you. That's my main message to all of you. Okay, so the third question is, I'm a software engineer and trained to look at everything logically. I intellectually understand spiritual principles, but find it not so easy to accept them emotionally. Any advice for someone like me? I know there are lots of people like me, and there absolutely are a lot of people like you. One thing that everybody understands is love. So I go to love all the time because we know what it feels like to love and be loved. And when we understand love, that is that universal energy. So if it's hard that people understand, I remember when I became really spiritual and I had my spiritual awakening, and I was talking to a friend who was not spiritual at all, and he's like, you're smoking crack. You're being weird. I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, I know it's hard to understand that God and, you know, spirit is hard for some people to intellectually understand, but you understand love, right? You understand how it feels when something touches your heart. You understand when you see, you know, a child laugh, or you see something that just brings you joy, you feel emotional. Or if you're watching a movie and you're feeling like, you know, the climax of the movie, or when the good guy wins, right? You feel that. And so we all have the ability to feel love. And so when it comes to understanding these principles of law of attraction, my biggest message to everybody is to just feel that energy of love. If you feel that energy of joy. And a lot of what works, why law of attraction works in my life and what I teach so strongly, is about the joy factor, because we all also understand what it feels like to be in joy. And if it's something you don't practice very much, think back when you're a kid. You know, gosh, it was so fun to play on that jungle gym. Remember when you're a kid and you see this big jungle gym and you're like, wow, this is the coolest thing ever. You know, you go to a toy store, a candy store. I remember my brother and I would have lemonade stands and we'd take our money and ride our bikes down to the five and dime store, you know, candy store, and we look at like all this candy we can get, and we were so present and so excited. So that's the energy. That's the only energy you need. So for you starting the software company, just get curious, keep asking questions. What's so interesting about this? Where could this lead? What about this excites me? Or what about this like makes me feel good? And just keep following it. And what I love, some of the best advice I ever got was from the book by Jeff Olson called The Slight Edge. And what he talked about was all we need to do is something positive every day. It could be something small, like, you know, listening to a motivational video in the morning every day, but every day do something positive and focus just on that. Focus on the thing right in front of you. And then what happens is eventually you take off. But there's people who do the opposite. They focus on the negative. They focus on the problems. And then eventually they go down the rabbit hole in the wrong way. And so, but what it's planted the seed in me is it's not a matter of us figuring out all the problems or figuring out how to get to Z from A. It's more about how to just take that next step to B and take the next step to C. And again, you don't have to emotionally understand this. It's an easy thing if you just make it simple and we complicate things. So the simplifying this is just focusing you're the next step, the next door, the next person, the next day, you know, really focus on that. Don't start future tripping because future tripping is what messes us all up. Even though I do believe we need to have that big vision. It's helpful to have that big vision. Like my big vision is I want to help millions of people from all over the world. And I just want them to understand how powerful they are. Like that's kind of broad, right? But that's my big vision. How many in there? I don't know. Podcasting just showed up for me. Wow. I didn't ask for that, but that showed up. But so that's how the world works. The universe works. It will show up for you. So I hope that answers your question. But what I think the biggest thing is we get in our own way. And sometimes when we think too much about it, we make it so we're not allowing the great things to come into our life because we're overthinking it. So if you are getting into that place of overthinking, just find your joy. Find something that makes you happy. Think about something that you love. Love every situation you're in, you know, or just pay attention to the love that comes around you. And, you know, just say, okay, I really get that I feel good in that situation. When I feel good, the universe will bring good things to you. And again, you may not have to completely get this, but the universe will show up for you anyway. And then eventually you'll start seeing, you know, example after example or things happening in your life that you start to be an absolute believer. But sometimes the believing starts slow because it's not something we're paying attention to. But the more you pay attention, the more you'll see it come into your life. So anyway, I hope this helps. These are really great questions. I'm excited you shared them with me. Again, please, everyone else, submit your questions to me. I hope this was helpful for you. And if it was helpful, please give me a shout out, whether it's on social media, just send me a message on any of the social media outlets. You can connect with that through my website, or you can just email me. And please, please, please share, rate, review my podcast. Let everybody know about it. I'm so excited that I'm over 100,000 listens right now. I'm hoping to even get that bigger, of course, because the more people that listen, the more people that will benefit in life in general, because this is good stuff, isn't it? And I didn't make this stuff up. I just teach it. So I feel so grateful that I get this outlet to teach. And I hope there's other people out there who want to teach too and want to join my Miracle Mindset Coaching Certification Program, because I would love to have you. It's going to be amazing. So, all right. Well, I hope this helps. I hope you have a wonderful day. And please submit your questions. Please come to the Joy Chat and share this with everybody. And just, you know, follow your joy. Follow your joy. All right. I love you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful day and happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast.
If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.